لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، بارئ الخلائق أجمعين، خالق السماوات والأرضين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على عبده ورسوله وحبيبه وصفيه أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، الذي سمي بالقرآن بطه ويوسين، والمزمل والمدثر أبي القاسم محمد. صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين المنتجبين، لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين الروحي وأرواح العالمين لسراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الدائم الأبدية على أعدائه أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، اللهم إنا نرغب إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بالإسلام وأحلى، وتذل بها النفاق وأهلا، وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والقادة إلى سبيلك، وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله، وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك، عليك مني سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي ابن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين. Tonight is the night which was the most difficult night for Ahlul Bayt in Karbala. For entire Ahlul Bayt, those who have left this world, for Amir al-Mu'mineen, for Holy Prophet, for Amir al-Mu'mineen, for Hazrat Fatima, for Imam Hassan, and for those who came after Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Because, and not only for these ma'asumeen, but for Anbiya alayhimus salam, all 124,000 prophets and messengers of Allah cried for Imam Hussain alayhi salam. Whosoever used to pass, it has been mentioned in books that more than 70,000 prophets passed through Karbala. And whosoever used to pass Karbala, they used to stand over there and used to cry for some time. And the companions of those prophets used to ask that, why you are crying in the middle of the desert? What happened suddenly? What you have seen, what made you cry in the middle of the desert? The reply was same, that there will be a time when the last prophet will come. He will has a progeny who will be butchered and slaughtered in the middle of the desert while he will be thirsty. No water will be provided for him, and so on. This night is a heavy night. That's why in the ethics of this night has been mentioned that as much as we can show ourselves and make ourselves as a real mourners. What if we have death in our own house, our own mother or father or child have passed away? How would we be feeling at that time? And no doubt that those who sacrificed their lives on the plains of Karbala, thousands of parents may be sacrificed on the dust of their feet. Bi abi anta wa ummi ya Aba Abdullah. May my parents be sacrificed for you, my Aba Abdullah. Yes. Think about, ponder on the sacrifices, how they must be feeling in the night, something like we are having over here. We are sitting over here with all the comforts which we can afford. But on that night, they were thirsty. Children were crying. Allahu Akbar. Yes, there are ibadat and amal as well. It has been mentioned that it is mustahab to have 100 rakat of prayers in this night. And at least 4 rakat of prayers. At least 4 rakat of prayers. In each rakat, after Surah Hamd, 50 times Surah Ikhlas, that is Surah Qul Huwallahu Ahad. And at least 100 times to repeat and recite Allahumma lan qatalat al-Husayn alayhi salam. Allahumma lan qatalat al-Husayn alayhi salam. Allahumma lan qatalat al-Husayn alayhi salam. O Allah, curse the killers and murderers of Imam Husayn alayhi salam. At least 100 times, or as much as one can recite, not to waste our time in the night, something like this one. The night of 9th, the camp was full of worshippers, because on the 9th of Muharram, when Amr ibn Sa'd wanted to attack the camps of Imam Husayn alayhi salam, he asked for one more night. He said to Abbas that go and tell these people that Hussein would like to worship one more night to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not that they used to take worship as an obligation. They used to love worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned in one of his sayings, that I do not worship Allah due to the fear of fire of hell, or for the greed of paradise. I worship Allah because I find Him worthy worshipping. Because Ali knew that who is his creator and how to thank that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not Ali, it's all Ali's, all Imams, they knew and they love to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We discussed about the steps towards excellence of mankind. I'd like to summarize and wrap up my discussion, and we will try to spend as much as time as reading the Masa'ib of Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. We discussed that importance of reaching to the excellence. If our vision is not limited to this world, if we believe that our lives will not going to perish in this world, rather our life has an extension. Rather, we are in this world, this materialistic world, for a very limited period of time. To be tested. And we mentioned the verse in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadha fa mulaqi, that your goal is to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek His pleasure, to see what our Creator, our Sustainer, our Lord, our Master would like to have from us. What sort of human being He would like to see that we should be. And if we go through the lives of Anbiya alayhimus salam and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, how they spend their lives, their direction was towards Allah. Their day-to-day life, their day-to-day lives, their earning, their spendings, their families, their teachings, their learnings, it was all towards one direction, that is to seek the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you really go through the lives of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, the infallible divine leaders, the progeny of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, we see that their lives were simple, but their beliefs were strong. Maybe they do lack the worldly prosperity apparently, although all the treasures of world were in their hands, if they desired, they can acquire all those treasures. But they were the role models, not for the believers and followers only, and not only for Muslims, but for the entire mankind, that a person should live a simple life. What he needs may acquire and make an effort to get those worldly and materialistic things for himself and for his family, for their comfort. But to limit their wishes, a person who have been taught to limit his wishes, because wishes are endless. Another thing which we discussed was about the different dimensions of one's life to reach the excellence and perfection in one's life. That if a person would like to reach the height of excellence, then he has to cover the different aspects of his life. And amongst various aspects of a person's life, five are the most important one. There are many other aspects which has been mentioned in detailed books, but these five are the common on which Muslims and non-Muslims, both scholars do agree that every society, every community has to possess and acquire these five aspects to stand on his own feet. That is to acquire good education. And we define that education, whatever we acquire, to reach the excellence in all these five aspects, it should be in the accordance to the vision which we have about our life. Because these secular and worldly people, they have narrow vision that this is the world in which we have to live and we should acquire what we can. So they have many unjust ways to acquire, many wrongful ways to acquire wealth, fame and other things. But Allah has provided, Islam has provided us a broader, a greater vision, a true vision of life. So when our vision of life is extended, so our acquiring of education should be encompassing our whole life. Life of this materialistic world and life after death. So our education should be in accordance to that vision. Similarly, our family lives, our relations among spouse, parents and children, brothers and sisters, neighbors, friends, enemies, it should be based on the true and pure teachings of Islam. It's not that if we have hurt someone in this world, it will finish with our lives. It will not finish with our lives. If we have hurt someone and could not able to seek his or her forgiveness, then on the next life, in the next life, we may have to get its punishment. The consequences are over there, because life doesn't end with my death in this world. It continues. So consequences of good and bad deeds are over there. ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يرى ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يرى. Whosoever do a little bit of a good deed, he will see its result. And whosoever do a little bit of a bad deed, its impact will be there, its effect will be there, consequences will be there. So whatsoever we say, whatsoever we do with our relations, with our relatives, how we behave, don't see what your brother is doing with you. Don't see what your sister is behaving, how she is doing. See how you should be behaving with them, how good you should be with them. Because we are answerable for our ex, not their ex. Even between spouse, they should respect. Mutual respect is a basic thing between any relations, and especially husband and wife. Parents, as I said on the other night, that our responsibility do not end towards our parents after their death. It continues till our death, till we are alive in this world. Rather, we can continue to do good for our parents even after our death. How come? We can do something good as a sadaqah jariya, to make an orphanage, to make a school, to make a mosque, Imam Barga center, to educate a child that whose education will benefit till he will be benefiting, and to all those benefiting those people, the sawab will be reached to that person. You must have heard about the MLM system. Those who are in the marketing, they know about it. That it goes, it reaches on the tree. You do one sawab, you have do one good. Then other person will do, because of that you have taught one person. You have educated one person. That one person has taught another two people. Those two people again teaching those people. The sawab of all those people will be given to this first person. And if we are doing something, we have educated one child and we have said it is on behalf of my parents and my grandparents and my great-grandparents, the sawab will reach to all of them. All of them. And similarly, if we do something bad, again, if we have misguided someone, its consequences will remain there. If I have misguided someone, and then someone has misguided some other person because what I have misguided him or her, and so on. So those people will get the punishment and torment for what they have done. But I will also receive, because I was their main cause of misguidance. So remember, there is a MLM system in our lives, in the system of rewards and punishments. Although every person is responsible for his own, her good and bad deeds, but if we have an impact in a person's life, if a good impact, we will get as good reward. If it's a bad impact, the consequences will be there. So education, family life, being justice, to strengthen the judiciary system in our community, and we should start with ourselves to be just to our near ones, to our friends, to our family members. So justice. The fourth thing is the financial and economic system. We have discussed about those things, giving examples that how to evolve that, those things, and strengthen within our own small community by establishing Qarzul Hasana, marker-free loans, and so on, giving long-term loans for studies, for your for businesses and other things, and many things which can be discussed. And the fifth is the administration. We could be the administrator of our house or family, so we should start from ourselves. Then we may expand, because all these five aspects has two faces. One is its individual face, that's individual grooming and purification, and the other aspect is the social life, community life, that how we live with other people, how we interact with other people. And I mentioned that from Surah Saf, that the promise of Allah is over there, the glad tidings for the believers are over there, that a person should not be afraid what's going around him or her in this world. Whatsoever these infields and pagans, they try hard and they try to deceive believers, slaughter them, crusade them, whatsoever they would like to do, but in the end of the day, the flag bearer of Islam, the flag bearer and savior of Islam, that is the 12th Imam, Imam Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Yes, he will inshallah appear. But it's not that if he is appear and he will enlighten and brighten this dark world full of sins and atrocities into a world of justice. So doesn't mean that we as an individual or as a society, we do not have any obligations. We have to play our own role, our part in this world, because we will be questioned in our graves and on the day of judgment. The fourth Imam, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam, in one of his sermons which he used to give on Fridays, it's a lengthy sermon, just few words from those that lengthy sermon. Imam alayhi salam says, ألا أول ما يسألانك عن ربك الذي كنت تعبد وان كتاب وان رسولك الذي. He says that in your grave the two angels will come and they ask about your Rabb, that who is your Rabb, Rabb, sustainer, Lord. Cannot go into details tonight, but Rabb has its own meaning. He will ask about our Rabb. He will ask, we will be asked about our Prophet. Who is our Prophet? Who was your Imam to whom you were following? It's not as we memorize from our childhood that there is one Allah, there is Panjatan Park, five people of Ashab-e-Kisa, Bara Imam, 14 Masoom, and that's it. 124,000 Paighambar, and that's how we memorized. And in while we are kids, it's okay. It's okay. But if still we are on the same level, we have to enrich ourselves. So in graves, you will be asked, to whom we were following in this world? Our carnal souls, our desires, our intellect, leader of some political party, leader of some government, or you are following Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad alayhi salam. You are following Quran. To whom you are following? And so on. So we are answerable. Every individual is answerable in his or her grave and on the day of judgment. We have to. It's the if a person would like to reach and travel towards perfection, reach the heights of excellence, so that person should able to groom himself and herself individually and collectively, socially as well. Because both aspects are over there in a person's life. It cannot be that we are Muslims when we are at home. We are Muslims, we are believers when we are at centers, at Imam Bargas, as mosque and masajid. But when we go into market, in our schools, at our workplace, so we become secular and atheist. It is unacceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's not the teachings which we receive from Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. We should be in line with these teachings. Teachings of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Tonight is a great night, is a big night to understand, to revive ourselves, to clean our souls. All the dust and dirt and filth which we have in form of grudges, in form of hatred, in form of ignorance, in form of disobedience, we should bring it out, wash it out, clean it. Because Quran and Ahlul Bayt are the place that will make us clean and pure. And tonight we are with them as well. Allahu Akbar. This is the ninth. We started on the first night of Muharram, rather the night before that, and now we have reached night of Ashura. Allahu Akbar. How comfortably, how easily we have reached. We have listening to a majlis, doing matam. It's good, peaceful environment over here. There was no hue and cry of children over here. You can't see, you can't hear anyone over here crying. If you have been, you have taken care of those children over here. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. But I can hear the cry of a child who has not been given water for last 3 days. I can hear the cry of A child of 6 months whose mother feed has been dried. Can you hear the voice of your children when they cry? When they cry, do you hear? Allahu Akbar. But what we can say, when there was a mother who was hearing continuously the cry of her child, but she was unable to give a drop of a water to Ali Asghar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, the night of Ashura, the night of Ashura. Allahu Akbar. All children were crying for water. Whenever we come to the mosque, we go to markets, different places. You keep a bottle of water with you to make sure yourself or your children don't feel thirsty. You bring water over here. That while the speech is going on, if your child feels thirst, so you can have a sip of a water. But just think of those children in Karbala. For all those people in Karbala who are without water. Without water. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam alayhi salam, in the evening before the Maghrib, in the daytime, when Amr ibn Sa'd wanted to attack on Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, Imam sent his companions and his brother Abbas to stop them. And ask them to advise those people in an eloquent manner. Make them understand that what they intend to do is, it's a wrongful thing, a sinful act. They would like to slaughter the progeny of the Holy Prophet. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Abbas with some companions like Zuhair ibn Qayn, Habib ibn Mazahir, and some other people, he went in front of Amr ibn Sa'd and said, what you want from us? What you want from Imam Hussein? He said, ask Imam Hussein to surrender, to give allegiance to Yazid, or be prepared for attack, for a battle. Hazrat Abbas said, first let me ask that what is the opinion of my brother? Abbas knew the opinion of his brother, but he wanted to show, because he was so much obedient person, obedient to his imam. He went back into the camp and told imam that that's what they want. Imam did not reply to these questions, but imam said that asked Amr ibn Sa'd to spare one more night, that Hussein would like to worship one more night to Allah because he loves to worship. Allahu Akbar. Now this one more night was being not taken by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, but it was being given to them, those army of Yazid, to think one again, once more, before they indulge themselves into a sin which cannot be wiped off. Allahu Akbar. Yes, and after Maghrib and Isha Salat, he asked all his companions to gather into his camp, into his camp. They all came around. Imam gave a sermon and thanked each and every companion who joined him. And after thanking him, then he said that I allow you to go and leave me, because these people are not after you. These people are after me. If they will get me and able to kill me, they will not come after you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. One by one after another, companions started to express their feelings to Imam alayhi salam. Rather, they believed to Imam alayhi salam. One of the companions stands and says, Imam, this is not possible. Imam, this is not possible. The foremost of those people were Hazrat Abbas. Hazrat Abbas said, Imam, this is not possible to leave. We cannot leave you in this situation. Then another person, Burayr ibn Khuzair, Zuhair ibn Qain, Allahu Akbar, one by one, people stood and said, Imam, we have only one life. If we have been given 70 lives and we have given opportunity to be amongst your companions, we would like to be your companion, would like to be slaughtered in this battlefield of Karbala. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. به امامشون گفتن امام ما یک جان داریم اگر 70 جان هم داشتیم وان جان را تکه تکه می کردن اون را خاکستر می کردن بازم به ما از خدا ما پرسید که کجا می خواهی بری ما می گفتیم می خواهم پیش حسین بریم الله اکبر می خواهم پیش حسین بریم الله اکبر ایک ایک اصحاب نے کھڑے ہو کر کہا سب سے پہلے حضرت عباس نے کہا میرے آقا میرے مولا ممکن نہیں کہ آپ کو تنہا چھوڑا جائے پھر زہیر ابن قین کھڑے ہوئے بریر کھڑے ہوئے حبیب ابن مظاہر کھڑے ہوئے ہر ایک نے کہا مولا ایک جان تو کیا 70 جانے بھی ہو تو وہاں پر قربان کر دیں ہماری جانوں کے ٹکڑے بھی کر دیے جائیں اور اس کو جلا کر خاک کر دیا جائے اور اسے فرات کے پانی میں بہا دیا جائے اور پھر دوبارہ خدا ہم سے پوچھے کہ تمہیں زندہ ہو کر کہاں جانا ہے تو ہم کہیں گے ہمیں حسین کے لشکر میں جانا ہے حسین کے لشکر میں جانا ہے اللہ اکبر امام حسین when he asked them and tested all those people he gave his glad tidings that every one of you each one of you will receive shahada and you will be killed اللہ اکبر In some of the books, it's been mentioned that the miracle Imam Hussein showed the places in paradise. In paradise, he showed the places in paradise. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam offered prayers for them and did dua for them. And Allah and said, what companions I have got. No one else could ever get these companions, nor my father, neither my grandfather got these sort of best companions. Allahu Akbar. I have the best of the companions and friends with me. Allahu Akbar. When he ended the majlis, he saw there is a little child, a young boy crying, standing in the corner of the camp. Allahu Akbar, Imam said, my young child, why you are crying? He said, you give glad tidings to everyone, but I'm still waiting for glad tidings for me. Imam, would I be amongst the shuhada? Allahu Akbar, Allah. Imam said, Qasim, come to me, my my dear, come to me, my dear. And he said, first tell me, what do you think about the death? About the death, what is your vision about the death? He said, Imam, Imam, it is sweeter than honey. The death is sweeter than honey. If someone is having Imam like you, then that death is sweeter than honey. Allahu Akbar, Imam gave him glad tidings that tomorrow you will be amongst the Shahada. You will be killed as well, my dear son. And even your little brother Ali Asghar will also be slaughtered. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. The 10th of Muharram came. It started with the Azan of Ali Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ali Akbar started the Azan. Azan, he gave Azan in the same voice which used to resemble to the voice of Holy Prophet. Allahu Akbar. When Ali Akbar gave Azan, all companions started to weep. Allahu Akbar. Women in the camps, they started to weep and cry. Because they knew this is the last time. This is the last time that they are able to hear the voice of Ali Akbar. Midunestai in Bar Akhreshone Kedare Gush Midahel Gush Midan be Azani Ali Akbar Kazani Ali Akbar Gishabihe Azani Rasul Khudabul Akhri Martabahe Kajo Azani Ali Akbar. اذان علی اکبر سنی جا رہی ہے میرے مولا بھی رو رہے ہیں اصحاب بھی رو رہے ہیں بی بیاں بھی رو رہی ہیں اللہ اکبر اذان ہو رہی ہے ارے اذان پر کر روتا ہے لیکن اگر یہ کہا جائے یہ اذان ایک عام اذان نہیں ہے یہ آخری اذان ہے علی اکبر کی یہ کربلا والوں کی آخری اذان This is the last azan. Oh, people of Karbala, because after this azan, they would not be able to hear azan in this world. Yes, they will go to the other world. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. The battle start in the battlefield. One after another, companions gave their life, sacrificed themselves. They sacrificed their sons, their slave, themselves, tended the lives and these bodies have been scattered in Karbala. My 12th Imam, Imam Zaman, in his Allahu Akbar, in Ziyarat Inaya, he said, Salam, Salam, Mera Salam ho Bikre Huwe Lasho Par. میرا سلام ہو کٹے ہوئے آزا پر سلام ایمان بے بدن ہائے آلودے بے خون و خواب سلام بے رخسار ہوئی کے بے روئے زمین کربلا موندے سلام میرا سلام بے آزا ہوئی بدن تکے تکے شدے اللہ اکبر Allahu Akbar. Everyone, these companions, they gave away their life. These companions, one after another. Everyone, you know what used to happen on that day? You know what happened? When one companion wanted to go, there was a queue behind them. That everyone would like to go before the other person and would like to be the first one to sacrifice and tender their lives. There was so much love for Islam and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. When nobody left, there was no one left. All companions, they tender their lives. Ali Akbar been slaughtered. Hazrat Qasim was been killed. Hazrat Abbas. Abbas. Hazrat Abbas was being beheaded. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. My Imam, Imam Hussein, Imam Hussein. روی تله همون که تله زینبیه میگن می تله زینبیه میگن همونجا مثل این که میستاد و از اونجا داد زد هل من ناصر ینصرنی هل من مغیث یغیثنی هل من ضاب انحرم رسول الله ای کسی هست که بیاد به کمک خانواده پیامبرشان اره کوئی ہے جو مدد کے لیے آئے خانواده رسول کے لیے حسین تنہا ہے آؤ کس کو ثواب کمانا ہے یہ حسین کی مدد میرا امام حجت خداست امام حسین حجت خداست حجت خداست هیچ حجت دیگری نداشت روی زمین غیر حسین اللہ اکبر کوئی اور حجت نہیں تھی امام حسین کے علاوہ اللہ کی آیت تھی اللہ کی آیت تھی قرآن ناطق تھے اللہ اکبر ارے دوش رسول پر سوار ہونے والے ناق رسول کو اپنا ناقہ بنانے والے ارے ملائکہ جن کا جھولا جلایا کرتے تھے اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر today on the day 10th he is saying هل من ناصر ينصرنا is there anyone to help the NSSD اہل البید is there anyone to safeguard the ladies of family of the holy prophet No reply came. No reply came. Just he saw that a curtain has been moved from a camp and a second child, a bedridden child that is Imam Sajjad is trying to come out with the help of a staff and a sword. He shouted, Oh Zainab, Oh Ibn Kulsum, Oh Ibn Kulsum, Oh Zainab, we will take whole care of Sajjad. He is coming out. Don't let him come out. Otherwise the progeny of Holy Prophet will be cut off. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then Imam went into Khayma, into camp and said, Umbe Kulsum, Zainab, bring me Ali Asghar. Bring me Ali Asghar. Shuma ham bachadari. شما ہم بچے داری آپ کے بچے ہیں نا آپ کے بچے ہیں نا آپ کو پتہ ہے کس طرح سے جنگ ہو رہی ہے اور اس حال میں اگر کوئی مانگے کہ میں بچے کو ذرا باہر لے جانا چاہتا ہوں اگر آپ ماں یا باپ ہوں گے کیسا سوچیں گے شما چھ فکر میں کنی چورا باچورے بھی بنی مادر علی اصغر مادر علی اصغر مسترب شد بیتابی کرد پرسید آقای من در کجا میبری She asked, Mother of Hazrat Ali Asghar asked, Oh my master, where you would like to take my Ali Asghar? Don't take him to the battlefield, because whosoever goes to the battlefield never comes back. Imam Hussein said, Let me try to get some water for this. Six-month-old child, Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein took Ali Asghar into his arms. I don't know how he must have seen his son, because he must have knew that this is the last time he's seeing his son alive. Yes, it has been mentioned in the books that he kissed on the cheeks of Ali Asghar.
بار آخر بوسه از رخسار علی اصغر گره. الله اکبر، آخری مرتبه میرے مولا نے جو بوسه لیا علی اصغر کا، اپنی باہوں میں لیا، سینے سے لگایا، نہیں معلوم کیا کہا ہوگا. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Yes, they gave comfort to his mother. Don't worry, I'm just taking him to get some water for him. Allahu Akbar, he went in front of army. He said, oh you people, oh you enemy, if you do not have heart, if you do not have heart for us, that you be merciful for us, at least give some water for this 6-month-old child. His mother feed has been tried. He hasn't had a drop of water in last 3 days. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. You know what happened? There was a procession of Ali Asghar was crossing in one of the streets somewhere. A person, a non-Muslim woman, was standing outside on the prayer's procession. When the procession was taken, the procession was for Ali Asghar alayhi salam. That non-Muslim woman was crying over there, weeping over there. Somebody who knew her, that she is a non-Muslim, came to her and said, "Lady, why you are crying? Why you are crying?" He said that I just can't understand that what this 6-month-old child has done to those enemies. Allahu Akbar. Akhir in bachche che kar karde bol. In bachche che gunahi dashte. Is bachche ka kya gunah tha? Agar is bachche ko kyu mara gaya? Aur wo khatoon roti rahi. Allahu Akbar. Ya Hussein ya Ali Asghar ke nahe noha padti rahi. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein took Ali Asghar in his hand and said, "Look, my dear, if you people cannot trust me, if you cannot trust me, I put Ali Asghar on the ground of Karbala, on the plains of Karbala. You come yourself and give water to this 6-month-old child." He put down his child Ali Asghar on the ground of Karbala. Nobody came forward. He again came forward and took Ali Asghar into his arms. I don't know what he said, but in some of the books it has been mentioned that Ali Asghar smiled and put out his little child. The people in the army of Yazid, they started to cry while looking to this. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Janam. My Imam Chigov the Pisaraj Ali Asghar and Zabani Kuchik Shabirunuvar Ruye Laboye Kho. این مردم های تو که تو جو چیده فوجه بودن ارتش یزید بودن های گریه کردن، شروع به گریه کردن. این امر صاد گفت به حرملا، اقتا کلام الحسین. الله اکبر. جب رونا شروع کیا یزید کے لشکریوں نے، عمر ابن سعد نے کہا، اے حرملا، حسین کے گفتگو کو منقطع کرو. حرملا نے تیر نکالا. حرملا سمجھا. When he was asked, حرملا was been asked by عمر ابن سعد that stop Hussein alayhi salam, he has talked a lot, stop Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Hormuzah took out his arrow. And what sort of an arrow? An arrow with three spears, with three heads. He took out. Those spears are being used to kill an animal. To kill an animal. And he took out. Hormuzah first thought that Amr ibn Sa'd want him to kill and end Imam Hussein. But Amr ibn Sa'd said, no, don't kill Hussein now. Don't kill Hussein now. Kill this little child. Hormuzah said, he is just 6 months old. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Hormuzah. Threw his arrow towards the little neck of Ali Asghar, and it passed through one side and came for the other side and injuring the shoulder of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Hormale ragi guftan tir bezan hormale tiri dar uvard ke baraye kushtane hayvan ha be kar mi Allahu Akbar. Hormale ke be tir zad. Guloi Ali Asghar pare shod. Agar guloi is kuching bol. Ar Ali Asghar ka gula chota tha. Ye gula suraak nahi hua. Ye pad gaya. Allahu Akbar. Ek jagah se gusa, dusri jagah se nikla, mere maula ke bazu mein jaakar laga. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Imam Hussein took out that arrow from the neck of, from the throat of Ali Asghar. Ali Asghar. Blood was flowing like a fountain. Allahu Akbar. Imam said, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He took his arm high. He took his arm high in the air and said, oh Allah, witness that. What sort of people they are. What they have done to the progeny of your prophet. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Then he took his blood of Ali Asghar in his palms and wanted to throw on the ground. Then he thought that I should send it towards the sky. He threw on the, in the sky. Imam Jafar Sadiq says, Wallah, not even, by God, not even a drop of blood came back towards the ground. Allah accepted the blood of Ali Asghar. Allah ne khoon Ali Asghar ko qabool kiya. Ek qatra bhi zameen par na gira. Mere maula ne chullu ko dobara bhara aur apne muh par mar liya, apni daadi ko rangeen kar liya. Imam again filled his palm with the blood of Ali Asghar and put on his face and said, Allah be witness that this people, so-called Muslim, what they have done to the progeny of your prophet. Allahu Akbar. Now it was the testing time for Imam alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam. Why it was the testing time for Imam alayhi salam? Because Imam has told his mother, but because I'm taking Ali Asghar just to have a sip of water, and now Ali Asghar has been slaughtered. Allahu Akbar. Imam alayhi salam came towards Karbala and he stepped back. Again he come forward, then he stepped back because he did not knew what to do. How to give comfort, what to reply and answer
answer to the questions of his mother. How to answer their mother of Ali Asghar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When Imam was close to the camp, then he decided. Then he decided not to show the body of Ali Asghar. Akhir Ali Asghar ka jism pura khun alood ho gaya tha. Allahu Akbar. Imam go. Man chagune bebaram dakhil khayme. Ay dil man ab chujun main baram. Ay pesaram ke loshay par par chude. Are gole ke hanoz tu gunche bude. Hanoz natunaste bozorg beshe. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam went behind the camps. Imam went behind the camp, came down and put into the grave. He came down. Imam utre ghode se ek nanni si qabar Zulfiqar se khodi. Ali Asghar ko usme sula diya. Allahu Akbar. Imam as asbesh umat pahin. Ye kabre kuchik ro kanbe as shamshir Zulfikarej wa Ali Asghar ra unja khaband. Allahu Akbar. Imam came back. Well, the mother of Ali Asghar asked, where is my child? From the other side Sakina came. Baba, where is my brother? From other side, Zainab, other side, Umme Kulsoom, all ladies came and said, oh Hussain, oh my brother, where is Ali Asghar? Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Imam said, Ali Asghar has been slaughtered. Ali Asghar is someone. Ali Asghar is someone that my 12th Imam also gave his salam to Ali Asghar. Imam said, my salam to Ali Asghar. Salam man be bacha ye shir khare Hussain. Mera salam ho us shishma bacche pe jise shahid kar diya gaya. Allahu Akbar. In masaib Ali Asghar inja tamam na shude. Oye sabr kone shab-e-giryat aaj rone ki shab hai, aza ki shab hai, sharmane ki zarurat nahi hai. Allahu Akbar. Ya masaib khatam nahi huwe. Allahu Akbar. Ah, mere maula us waqt nahi the jab Ali Asghar ka laasha qabr se nikala, nanne se sar ko juda kiya, noke neza par buland kiya. My mom wasn't there when Ali Asghar bodies were being taken out from his grave. His little head was being be chopped off from his body and put on the spear of the Why you say, ya Hussain? As-salamu ala al-Hussain wa ala Ali ibn al-Hussain wa ala awlad al-Hussain wa ala ashab al-Hussain. Aapke bhi chote bachche hai na, aapke bhi chote bachche kitna khayal karta. ایک ذرا سی چوٹ لگ جاتی ہے تو ماں تڑپ جاتی ہے. اللہ اکبر, یہاں بچے کا گلو چھین دیا گیا, ارے بدن سے جدا کر دیا. وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أي منقلب ينقلبون. سب مل کے یا اللہ 10 مرتبہ یا اللہ کہنے سے دعائیں قبول ہوتی ہے, اور آج دعا کے استجابت کی دعا ہے, شب ہے. بسمك العظيم الأعظم العز الأجل الأكرم بهم يا الله 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 يا الله. ربنا تقبل منا هذا القليل. Oh Allah, accept my little ibadah from us. Allahu Akbar. Tonight, you know, who is it? Who, to whom we should give taziyat? To whom we should give tasliyat? Who, to whom we should give condolences? It is the 12th Imam. أين الحسن وأين الحسين؟ أين ثار الله الحسين؟ Oh Imam, where are you? Hasten your appearance. Come soon. الله أكبر. أين دالم مقتول؟ أين طالب بدم مقتول بكربلاء؟ الله أكبر. Oh Imam, our condolences. Our condolences to you. Today we do not have any prayers, oh Allah. We have just one prayer. Just one prayer. And that is to hasten the reappearance of our 12th Imam. Oh Allah, brighten and lighten thee this world with the light and noor of Imam al-Asr, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to be amongst his companions. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to pave the path for his early appearance. Oh Allah, give us tawfiq to be a pure and sincere follower so we can welcome him in this world for his early reappearance. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma kun li waliyyika حجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل الساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا ونصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك توعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. تم حسين
يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين يا حسين.